USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a primary yesterday, a Democratic nominee for the governor of Vermont is the first transgender candidate from a major political party to ever vie for a governor's office. Former energy company executive Christine Hallquist will now face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott in November's election. If she wins, she would be the first transgender governor in the nation's history. Last night, she said, "This is a victory for all Americans."
Vermont's been a loving state, a leader in civil rights, and we're going to continue to show the rest of the country what good democracy looks like.
She spoke on CNN. Kansas finally has a Republican nominee for governor a week after a primary there, as incumbent Jeff Collier has conceded defeat to Secretary of State Kris Kobach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
At least 35 people died, and the death toll may go higher after a section of a big bridge collapses in Genoa, Italy. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The accident happened during a time of high traffic and during a torrential rainfall. When the bridge gave way, the vehicles that were going across it plunged 300 feet to the ground below, and they were then crushed by the debris. Also, there were buildings underneath the bridge, and they too were smashed from the concrete and asphalt.
Nearly a year after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, officials say power is back on across the entire island. Though despite the announcement, some residents have told some news networks they still don't have power. A new report says over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania are suspected of sexual abuse of children. The attorney general saying over a child victims have been identified, but there are probably more. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fire crews in California making progress against the largest wildfire in that state's history. Firefighters have already contained the smaller of the two fires, which form the Mendocino Complex Fire. However, the larger of the two, the Ranch Fire, is still burning. The better news, though, is that crews fighting that fire now have 64% of it contained. The Defense Department's Inspector General now looking into reports that a senior spokesperson for the Pentagon forced her staff members to run personal errands for her and reassigned those who complained about it. Dana White is the assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. At least four of her current and former staffers made such allegations against her, and that's what started the probe. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer is reportedly signing on to a $20 million divorce settlement with his wife, Annette Roque. The New York Post saying the divorce is in its final stages now and that Lauer agreed to the multi-million dollar payout out of guilt for having multiple affairs with women at work. Lauer was fired by NBC last November for what they called inappropriate workplace conduct. And two lunch ladies accused of stealing nearly $500,000 from Connecticut school cafeterias. They say the sisters, now in their 60s, pocketed the money as they rang up sales between 2012 and 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.